November 8th, 2009. And if there was any doubt that this Copenhagen deal, this global climate change hoax, was about world government, we will go over the Prime Minister of Australia's own words, his own address to the nation, where he cops to it. There's no conspiracy theory here, folks. He says the only way we're going to solve this thing is world government. He addresses the global conspiracy theorists by name. He goes after Monckton in here. And for those out of the loop, they don't know who Lord Christopher Monckton is. Monckton has really been the most vocal whistleblower of this Copenhagen Treaty. We've been warning you about it for, I believe, 6 to 9 months now, when it was first on Reuters and they were talking about this global climate treaty. He actually went in, read the bill. We did the same here. Over 24 times the word government is used in the bill. Over 12 times they refer to global tax schemes, carbon markets. And again, this government is not elected by you and me. It's elected by the already unelected world government. So the unelected world government will then appoint other leaders to tax you for pumping gas, for having a second car, for having a dog, for having a second car, for having a vacation home. See, this is about saying you're bad. And it's even in the new Rolling Stone, by the way. I believe it's Naomi Klein has written this article where Uncle Sam sits in front of all these other smaller nations and there's a big smokestack coming out of his American hat because the Americans are bad. And this is the last chance to save the world. And again, Rudd says the same thing, the Australian Prime Minister. This is our last chance. And they try to guilt you into believing the lie. You see, if you're not for this, you're against the children and the grandchildren of this community. You're not here to save the world. No, we're here to save everybody from another 20 to 25% tax on their entire lives. Right now, people are getting hip to it. I go to pump gas and they outright tell you, you're going to be paying 70 to 75 cents more a gallon if this cap and trade thing goes through. But they'll just pass it under the cover of night. People said, again, the healthcare bill will never pass Congress, It went through. Pelosi and her little tribe of demons got it through. And you better believe there will be death panels. They're already using them in this country. But now they're going to force you to get health insurance. They're going to say that forced inoculations are part of the plan. You're not going to be able to say no to those shots. They'll go through more color of law, more legislation to say, oh, you have to take the swine flu vaccine now that we're at pandemic level 6. And remember, they first said, Obama got up in front of everybody, said, this isn't mandatory for anybody. And then it comes out in Reuters. Everybody in the military, whether you're a National Guardsman, you're in the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the regular Army, you're taking it. And if you're in the Department of Defense, you're taking it as well. This is a mainstream media. And then they tried to say, oh, we're not giving it to the medical personnel. It's not going to be mandatory. Then in New York State, a bunch of the nurses had to go to City Hall, over 500 of them. Over 500 made it to City Hall in Albany. They sued, they won, and it wasn't mandatory. See, all you have to do is read in between the lines. Dr. Oz gets on CNN, and he blatantly says that him and the others have to take it because it's been mandated by the hospital. Then you continue to listen. And she said, well, are you going to give your kids this? Well, I've got 4 children, but I'm not Dr. Oz at home. I'm Mr. Oz. And me and my wife have decided not to inoculate our children. Really? And in a sick way, it's good that that cheerleader actually took the shot and got injured. Because that cheerleader video of her going around in the local news and then an Inside Edition, this person who was an Olympic athlete being crippled by the shot may have saved millions and millions of lives out there. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burris. We're going to come back. We're going to analyze Rudd's statements on global government.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis on weekly Sunday night, 6 to 9 Central Time. You get the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com, or you can see the live video feed over at prisonplanet.tv. I want to read some of the Prime Minister of Australia, Rudd's address, because this is important. And by the way, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to fit it into the movie, but I definitely have Rudd talking about the New World Order. I have the clip. He did so, I think it was in 06 or 07, maybe 08. I'm going to have to check on it. Maybe we'll fit it in there. I literally now have hundreds of clips of prominent people talking about the quote-unquote New World Order. That's their term for this. This is not Jason Burmis's term. I didn't just invent it out of the blue because I like the way it sounds. No, in this film you're going to see Paul Wolfowitz talking about it, Michael Mullen talking about it, Wesley Clark talking about it, Bill Clinton talking about it, George H.W. Bush discussing the New World Order, Richard Nixon talking about it, of course, Henry Kissinger talking about it as well, and so much more. The movie's really coming around. If you haven't seen the trailer yet, check out Invisible Empire over at YouTube. All right, let me just read word for word what this guy is stating. And remember, it's about guilting everybody into saying, we're the problem, we need to save the world. If we don't, we're against the children. Australia and the world today stand at a critical juncture in our national and global strategies to tackle climate change. It is around 20 days until the Senate votes on the Australian government's carbon pollution reduction scheme. And believe me, it is a scheme. 20 days until the most important vote on our national strategy to tackle climate change. 20 days away from the vote on the government's cap and trade emissions trading system, which both sides of politics have recognized as the lowest cost way to tackle climate change. See, it's about cost. And he really reveals himself in the next sentence. Check it out. And we are just 31 days away from the Copenhagen Conference of Parties, a historic moment to forge a global deal to put a global price on dun-da-da-dun, carbon. To put a global price on carbon. And that's why we're going to play this clip out of CNBC where they call for a new global currency, which they already have. It's called the Special Drawing Rights Unit. It does not have a physicality, but it's what the IMF is now issuing. It is the global currency. But we need a new global currency. We need a new global government in a new world order. That's CNBC talking about it. We're going to get to that shortly. But here it is. Put a global price on carbon. When you strip away all the political rhetoric, all the political excuses, there are two stark choices, action or inaction. Action now, not delayed action. He's saying, we need to do this now. We need to put a global price on carbon so we can tax the world. And you're going to need a global system to do that. In fact, I'm going to skip over a ton of this stuff. And we're going to talk about how it has to be a global government. Let's see. The legion of climate change skeptics all across the world, and they happily play with our children's future. Oh, our children. We're against the children. I must hate kids. I must hate them. The clock is ticking away for the planet, but the climate change skeptics simply don't care. The vested interests at work are simply too great. How about the vested interest in freedom, in democracy, in a humanity not paying taxes for nothing? Carbon is breathed by plants and animals out there. It's part of the life force of the universe. Thank you very much. So I don't know what this guy's talking about, but he's either drank the Kool-Aid or stands to make millions and possibly billions of dollars in this cap and trade scheme. The clock is ticking away for the planet, but the climate change skeptics simply do not care. The vested interests at work are simply too great. It has been more than 30 years, and this shows their patience, 30 years since the first World Climate Conference. Then 20 years ago, they made the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. See, this is a step towards world government. This empowers the UN further. 17 years ago, they had the Rio Summit under United Nations framework. And in 2007, the IPCC put out yet another panel on global climate change. And if you look at it, they have really pumped up the propaganda. See, they did this throughout while we were children. You know, we're in school. They're first telling us, well, it's not really carbon at this point. It's chlorofluorocarbons, COCs, and hairspray is bad, and you're all bad. But now they've changed it to carbon, so it's much broader, so they can tax everybody. But it's already been ingrained in our psyche because we've been taught this since we were 10 years old. But now with this new administration, the hope and change in America, they can pull forward. And it shows this has really been an accelerated pace over the last 18 months. In June of 08, September of 08, December of 08, and this March, they've just had more and more white papers and reviews coming out saying, we need to do something. We need to put a price on this carbon. So I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to give you the real deal. We're going to go to Lord Monckton. This was on C-SPAN like a week and a half ago where he tells you the nitty gritty, the true state of affairs, what's really going on with this climate change ordeal. So we have the clip. Let's hit that clip of Monckton.
Bias because of who paid for the test. I've often wondered, these scientists that all sign on to the Al Gore thing, how many of them get their funding from the federal government?
99%. Nearly all of science is now funded by the state. Effectively, scientific research is what's known to economists as a monopsony. There's only one customer. And the quickest way to make money, if you are in that situation and you are a scientist, and particularly in the unloved corner of science, which climatology used to be, is to get a really big scare going and then say, we are the only people that can stop this scare and we can save the world and therefore throw us lots of money. And if you read the stimulus package, you'll find that NOAA and NASA have received tens of billions in additional funding, and NASA has been retasked from being a space agency to being a climate change monitoring agency. That is now its primary function. And they are laughing all the way to the bank, having trousered your taxpayers' money.
Yeah, just on a quick financial point, tens of billions of dollars have been spent by the U.S. government alone promoting man-made global warming. Al Gore has pledged to spend $300 million himself. So the bottom line is, when people say the oil funded, the money, the skeptics get funded, you'll hear that often. They point to ExxonMobil getting $19 or $20 million over two decades as proof that, you know, the skeptics are funded. One USDA farm grant to study how farm owners contribute to global warming exceeded all the money ExxonMobil ever had been accused of giving to global warming skeptical groups. So the bottom line is, not only is the argument, the money is so much on the other side, it's literally become the best science politics can manufacture, especially when you look at the UN. The name of the UN panel, by the way, is the Intergovernmental Panel. And in case anyone doesn't understand, it's a political, and people will cite that as though it's some esteemed scientific organization.
All right, let's pull it right there, and then we'll get back to Moncton in a moment. But here he attacks Moncton. This is Rudd out of Australia. Lord Christopher Moncton, a former advisor to Margaret Thatcher, was quoted this week in the Australian press by Janet Alverson. Lord Moncton describes the potential Copenhagen Agreement as a plan to set up a transitional government on a scale the world has never seen before. Enter the world government conspiracy theorists. Lord Moncton also publicly warned Americans that in the next few weeks, unless you stop it, your president will sign your freedom, your democracy, and your prosperity away forever. Correct. You are correct, Mr. Moncton. Janet Alperson, in her understated neoconservative way, refers to the potential Copenhagen Agreement as a UN power grab. This gaggle of world government conspiracy theorists are so far out there on the far right. Yeah, because I'm on the far right. Give me a break, folks. That they rub up next to the global anarchists of the far left. Oh, and I either have to be radically on the right or I have to be some kind of anarchist on the left. I can't be a person that believes in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I can't be a person who believes in individual freedom and responsibility. I'm not allowed to be that person. You have to pigeonhole me into either I'm a conservative or I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal or I'm a Republican. They don't like people that see in between the lines. They see that the system works with these two parties in order to enslave us, the slave class. And if you think it's bad right now with over 10% unemployment, you wait till these bills get passed and it's 20 and 25% public unemployment. And they say, well, you know, we have all these other state-run programs like City Year that you could join, or AmeriCorps, and that'll give you a job for a year, and, you know, we'll help you out, and you can go to the new mobile medical facilities. That's what they have here in Austin now. They realize people can't afford as much, so what do they have? They have the mobile health clinics. That's what you're going to see with this new healthcare bill. It's disgusting. It's sickening. All right, let's go back to this, because you notice he has not said that this isn't about global government yet. Rudd won't say this isn't about global government, because it is. Now, he says the climate change deniers, no one is denying that climate change occurs. We were once Pangea. Climate has changed throughout history. But what they won't talk about are the solar flares that cause it. They won't talk about the sun cycles that have been proven throughout history to make the earth hotter or cooler. They don't want to talk about the facts. See, now we're going to put them in a position where they're deniers, like Holocaust deniers. We're worse than Hitler. This is the Prime Minister of Australia. It's pretty gross. The climate change deniers now form the comfortable bedfellows of the conspiracy theorists. In total bald-faced denial of the global scientific, economic, and environmental reality. No, we're talking about the global scientific, economic, and environmental reality. You're spraying the skies with barium and aluminum, creating artificial clouds out in the public, saying that you're blocking the sun because we need it to be cooler. Remember when you released that memo about 8 months ago and people jumped all over you? But we're denying the reality of the situation. No, we're bringing the reality out of the darkness and into the light. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts. Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 Hz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Continue to read some of Rudd's statements. Again, the Australian Prime Minister taking on Lord Monckton. Then we're going to go back to Monckton, where he makes some great points in this Accuracy in Media conference, where he exposes what this Copenhagen Treaty and the global climate change movement is really about. Now, remember, he says, the climate change deniers trying to associate us with Holocaust denial have now formed a comfortable bedfellows of the global conspiracy theorists. Now, here's the document right here in two different sections. They talk about a government over two dozen times in here. In fact, let me go to page 18 where they lay it out as one of their pillars. One of the pillars of this treaty is a global government. The scheme for the new institutional arrangements under the convention will be based on three basic pillars. Government. See, we read the words on air, but do they have the impact at home? Do you understand what this is truly about? Do you get it? And we're going to take your calls here coming up in the next segment. 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. Now it has unveiled thinly attempts to create a new climate change global conspiracy theory, which he complains is being used in Australia. He then says that these arguments have zero basis in evidence. I can hold up the bill on air. I can read the bill to you where they say one of the three basic pillars is government, where they talk about taxation and a carbon trading system over a dozen times, a global marketplace, an unelected government. But this is a theory that has no evidence to it. I have the bill right here. It's right here. I promise you. It's real. I didn't just take a long weekend and decide to write up some legislation that nobody's going to look at. It's not Jason Burmes, folks. It's the Copenhagen Treaty. I promise you. All right. Let's go back to Moncton for a moment where, again, he lays down the law and he says exactly what this is and exactly, again, what this global climate change hoax is really all about. Hit the clip.
Yes, that's to try and save the polar bears, of whom there are five times more now than there were in the 1940s. Hardly, as he may think, the profile of a species in imminent threat of extinction in need of such protection. Unfortunately, we are no longer dealing with rationality. One of the most serious spin-offs from this global warming nonsense, among politicians in particular, is that we are passing, partly through incompetence, partly through scientific ignorance and illiteracy, and partly through malice, from the age of enlightenment and reason in which you and I were born, into what could be, unless we stop it, a new dark age.
The only thing I would say about that is...
Let's cut the clip right there. He's talking about a new dark age, and boy, is he right. When we are so ignorant to believe that we are going to save the planet somehow by giving our corporate masters even more control over our lives and finances, and they're going to suddenly stop pollution. But it says in the bill that they'll be able to have tax-exempt status on certain companies and certain technologies, all of which they choose. This is not a democratic process. Do you understand? Let's read more what Rudd has to say. Where is the evidence that offered by the New League World Government conspiracy theorists that climate change can be effectively dealt with by market means or by uncoordinated national means? Do you hear what he's saying here? He's saying, of course we need a world government to fight this. We can't fight climate change by market means or uncoordinated national means. See, he's justifying the creation of this world government out of the treaty without saying it directly. Answer, there is none. The truth is that the do-nothing climate change skeptics, see, we don't do anything. We're only warning you that the elite are about to take another 10 to 20% of your income and start saying you can have 1 to 2 children, otherwise you're going to have to start paying for their schooling or paying an even more exorbitant tax. That's the reality. That's what this book right next to me says. That's another gem. Eco-science, population, resources, and environment. And by the way, in this book, they use global cooling as the big scare tactic. See, it was in our parents' generation, we were about to have another ice age. It was global cooling. But for our generation, it's global warming. But then they had to tweak that language, too, because they knew it was a lie. And they said, well, we'll just say climate change. And since the climate changes all the time, technically, we can never be wrong. They love their little semantical wordplay games that enslave our minds and mesmerize our attitudes towards the establishment. Oh, we love you, establishment. You're going to save us from the sun. Meanwhile, they'll just make billions and trillions more. Who cares? They print the money, right? It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. Check us out 6 to 9 Sundays only at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Back after this.
Drifting along in the same stale shoes.
coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
InfoWar with Jason Burbus. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment. I want to give you a little preview of what's going to be coming up in the next hour. A lot of you out there know that I produce Loose Change, Final Cut, wrote and directed Fabled Enemies, all dealing with 9/11 and what really happened. Well, another document has come out, yes, confirming what I've been saying all along, that of course they were running hijack drills just before 9/11 and then on 9/11 in New York City. And they were suicide missions in some cases. Remember they said, oh, we never imagined a hijacking inside the U.S. that, you know, would be flown into a U.S. target. Well, they drilled it. I have the document in front of me right here. We're going to be reviewing this document in just a moment. But let's take some calls. Let's go to Joe in Los Angeles. Joe, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of the international legal theory called odious debt?
I don't believe so. Enlighten us.
Well, I'm checking out right here on Wikipedia, and it has precedence in law, international law, where supposedly the debts incurred by a criminal regime, usually like dictatorships, and tyrants and tyrannies, that the debt cannot be passed on to the citizens and the state. And
yeah,
so
but
what happened,
you know, that may be great in theory, but what's the truth? I mean, let's be honest. These debts have been put out on third world nations for centuries now. It's always the ruling class and their selective enforcement. Go ahead.
Well, when our creditors like China, Japan, and the people who are giving us money and loaning us the money, Mm-hmm. It's become apparent to everybody around the world that we have criminals in our government. So if we make some sort of public declaration by law saying that this debt is not ours, it's the debt of the Rockefellers, the bankers, the individuals who created and schemed to do this to us, and getting some sort of international...
Joe, let me say this. In theory, I am on your side 100%. Joe, I thank you for the call. In theory, I'm on your side 100%, but what are the realities of the situation? You're going to have to go through long court battles on many separate levels. In fact, Monckton talks about that. You know what? Let's cue up the next Monckton clip, because I believe in the next Monckton clip, he discusses how there will be a need sort of for like a Scopes monkey trial. And he'd like to see somebody with the funds and the motivation, because that's what it's all about. It's not just about talking about these issues. Although I've done this on a radio show, I try to put movies out there so millions of people can see that and awaken. You know, that's what I'm doing. I sometimes go to events. I sometimes write blogs. I obviously go and shoot videos, do interviews. I'm trying to do my part. Now, what Monckton's asking for is somebody to do their part and sue one of these school systems that's teaching this global warming garbage and say, look, here's the real science. Here's why there are certain areas that are getting warmer, but on the overall are getting cooler. It's due to these solar flares. People, go out there and watch The Great Global Warming Swindle, one of the best documentaries on the subject that aired on the BBC. And I think there could be some victories with that. I don't know if the national press is actually going to cover it or cover it at length. Obviously, they have an agenda as well, as they are part of this military media industrial complex, which really also includes pharmaceuticals at this point, the technopoly we talk about on the air. Monckton says, let's do that. I have to agree with that, but again, on smaller levels. Let's just look at one of the more insane lawsuits that were out there. There was the lawsuit against the vaccinations. I'm not going to mention any names, but it was out in left field. It, of course, wasn't going to go anywhere because it wasn't concise, it wasn't coordinated, and it wasn't focused. That's what we truly need. We have to go beyond the talk. So let's hit this next Monckton clip, then we're going to go back to your calls. Go ahead.
More question.
Just very quickly, can you make a linkage for us between the Club of Rome and the Copenhagen meeting that's coming up?
Yes. It's the same people. Essentially, this goes back to Maurice Strong, who is a Canadian bureaucrat at the UN. And what he did 25 years ago was to draw up the structure of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And it was he who suggested it should be made an intergovernmental panel so as to make sure that it became a political, as Mark has said, and not a scientific process. Now, he was very much part of the Club of Rome set, the Sierra Club. They're all linked, actually, these people. And they've been at this for a long time. And the original aim declared by Maurice Strong 25 years ago was that a world government should emerge from the IPCC process. And one of the reasons why the media have been so relentless in not allowing the scientific or economic truth about global warming to be told is that many of them are also connected with this worldwide, very left-wing movement to try to set up a centralized world government, which, as Anne has so rightly said, is essentially anti-human and simply wanting to shut everything down that has been great and prosperous and free, particularly in the West and more particularly in the United States of America. This treaty shall not pass.
A final brief comment from each of you?
Let's stop it right there. Now, there is one more final segment. That's where he talks about the lawsuit. I'm going to take one more caller, but how about talking about the Club of Rome and the Sierra Club and the interconnections there and really how this is an anti-human world government? Bravo, Lord Monckton. Who cares if you were a Thatcher advisor? See, there are good people on the inside of these criminal cartels that are out there. There are people that see when the establishment and the power structure go too far and they blow the whistle. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're online.
Hey, man, how you doing?
All right, man, how you doing?
Well, I am blessed in sneaky character-developing ways. Listen, I heard what Lindsey Williams was saying about the devil's messiah, and I don't know, you ever heard, you remember Jim Baker, formerly of Jim and Tammy?
You know, yeah, I remember Jim Baker. James Baker was caught in the scandal with, Jessica Hahn, yes.
Well, no, I this Jim and Tammy on TBN. He wrote a book where he wound up, when he went and got sent to jail, he had a serious wake-up call. He did some soul-searching, and the name of his book is I Was Wrong, where he talks about how he used to be preaching this prosperity gospel, and basically he came to his senses and realized this is completely opposite to what the Bible teaches in many respects. So from what I gather, he is considered solid persona non grata at the TBN, you know, send us money and God will bless your socks off.
Well, obviously, well, let me just say this, Mark, and I thank you for the call. Obviously, I'm not too happy about these quote-unquote evangelical Christians that are over there trying to sell you some kind of a product all the time, which is, you know, we get this Bible or we're going to give you this newsletter. Please support us. And especially an evangelist like James Baker, who, you know, was a womanizer and had some bizarre other things going on, some Tammy Faye. These Christian TV personalities don't come off very Christian to me, Mark. So I don't really follow these cults of personality. I could really care less if James Baker has been excommunicated by these people. I mean, when you look at, you know, these people and people like Benny Hinn, they're obviously not of the Lord, whatever that means. They don't care about humanity. They care about lining their own pockets and having followers, believers supporting them so that they have their own fame and their own, they don't give a damn about the Bible and Jesus Christ in the way that it's really supposed to be taught. That's just my opinion. All right, let's go to this other Monckton clip, and then we're going to go back to your calls in just a moment. But I really think this final summation is very important by Christopher Monckton.
One more. I think we can go one better. I think we need a Scopes monkey trial. I think this is a religion, or rather a superstition. It is contrary to the United States Constitution that this global warming nonsense should be taught in schools. And I hope that there is somebody watching us on our good friends from C-SPAN who will come forward with the money and the drive to put together a legal case against a school board for preaching this new religion contrary to the constitutional debarring of the any law touching upon the establishment of religion. It is time that we started fighting back in the courts against this nonsense, because the science has moved on so fast in the last few months that now any court, including the Supreme Court, hearing the science as it now stands, would no longer regard CO2 as a pollutant, but as the harmless trace gas that it truly is, necessary to all plant and therefore animal life on this planet. The truth is in, the science is out, the scare is over.
Bravo, Mr. Monckton, and he really does lay it out right there. So those who have the drive to do so, those who have the money to do so, need to get a concentrated effort to start going after school boards and other associations that are teaching this climate change, CO2 is bad gospel. Like he says, it's nothing more than a bad religion, pun intended. I like the band, actually. All right, let's go to Lori in Pennsylvania. Lori, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I have a question. I got a thing in the mail from the Census Bureau.
Uh-huh.
And I've lived in this house 14 years, and I've never had a packet that told me that my response is required by law before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, what if I didn't fill it out? Would they come after me and arrest me?
I don't know if they would arrest you. They'd probably send some bureaucrat to your house and say that you're required to fill out this form. I'm sure they've probably already been to your house to GPS the situation, as we've had calls for the last 4 to 6 months that was going on. Really, Big Brother is here, and they're not going to take no for an answer. I'm sure it's not your constitutional requirement to actually fill that out, but through color of law, they will say it is. I would say if you feel that strong, don't fill it out or give misinformation if you really feel like you should do it, just to bar all the consequences of someone knocking on your door. I appreciate the call, Lori. Let's go to B Square Gonzalez. B Square, you're on the line.
B times B is B squared.
All right,
hey,
B squared.
Jason, I called in the Alex show, and y'all, this phone system gets straightened out, you know. But, you know, here I am back again. what I'm calling about is I heard on Michael Rivera that there was this psychologist had gone to help to do his magic, you know, to do his job with consulting with another soldier, and got caught up in the middle of a crossfire, which.
Wait, are you talking about, all right, you're not very clear, but what you're saying is the guy that they're accusing of shooting all these people had went in as a bystander while it was happening?
Well, maybe before it happened.
All right, let me just stop you right now, okay? Let me just stop you, B-Squared. I thank you for the call. This is what I know about Fort Hood so far. Okay, originally the reports were, and these are just the original reports, so I'm just giving you what the news put out there in the beginning. In the beginning, one person had been shot to death who shot all these people, and the other person was at large. Then the other person wasn't at large, the person had been shot to death, everything was okay. Then it came out that the guy apparently took four bullets, but didn't die. Now, through the mainstream media, they have also said that this guy was able to reload more than three times. He was carrying two guns, both had 20 clips, three times or more, because he let off more than 100 rounds. Now, with 20 rounds in each one, that's 40 rounds. And that means he would have had to empty those 40 rounds, put two more in, there's 80 rounds, then reload for a third time. So that's three whole rounds. Actually, I guess it would be reload for a second time, not a third time. So he reloads. He kills 13 people and I believe 31 injured. Now, I don't know what happened there because I was not there, but I do know it is suspicious to me that the media is now saying that he has ties to the 9/11 hijackers. Again, you can't make this stuff up. And then Lieberman, this is Wall Street Journal, suggests Army shooter was a homegrown terrorist, just like these Fusion Center and Homeland Security documents that have been making the rounds for the last 6 to 8 months. So either he's with Al-Qaeda and he has connections to the September 11th attacks, or he's a homegrown terrorist. Either way, they're calling this mass shooting terrorism in America, which in any case, it really isn't terrorism because it's not politically motivated. There was no political motivation for this man to go in there and shoot 13 people to death and injure another 30. He had no manifesto. He had no demands. By no means should this be terrorism, but that's not what the media wants. The media wants to sell you that everything is terrorism, that domestic terrorists could be anywhere, so we have to be more intrusive, we have to be more involved in your life, even though they track, trace, and database every single thing you do on your cell phone and in the internet right now. Public knowledge, we've covered it here dozens, if not hundreds of times on the InfoWarrior. So that's my analysis of the Fort Hood shooting. I don't know anything beyond what I just told you. All right, let's go to Tim in Illinois. Tim, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. First, I want to let you know what a great job you're doing. You've come a long way
when you first
started. Just want to let you know that. Also, I've heard Lord Moncton's speech plenty of times, and I've never heard anybody say this before, but I just want to let it be known. What he's saying is for the most part correct, but there's a small part of his warning that is just total propaganda, and is probably more damaging than the treaty itself. And when he states that we're locked into this because our Constitution says so, mm-hmm. and when everybody to know and investigate this on their own, and this is extremely important, once and for all, treaties do not override the United States Constitution, and they can't amend the Constitution. And
Tim, what subsection do you think he's referring to? Do you think he's just blindly referring to nothing, or he's talking about something that may be color of law?
No, it's what globalists have spewed out there in little bits and pieces here that treaties supersede the Constitution, mm-hmm. and they don't because of the way it's worded, because treaties are thrown in there. But if mm-hmm. if you read Jefferson's writings, he clearly states that when the performance of the treaty is self-destructive, it's null. I mean, our forefathers were not stupid enough to write in that thing where a treaty can just totally wipe out the Constitution.
Well, I hope you're right. But, you know, on another front, Tim, I would also say that, you know, this also would have to be passed by the Senate in a two-thirds vote, which would be extremely difficult, but not impossible. I mean, we've seen some pretty ridiculous legislation get passed in the last 12 months, including the GIVE Act. And it now looks like they're going to go forward with this health care bill in one form or another.
You're correct. They're probably going to do it, and it will happen. But I'll tell you what. When we take our government back over again, we're not locked into this, like you said. The Supreme Court has said time and time again, and our Congress, when they deem, and the people deem, we the people, that this is self-destructive, we can wipe it out legally because our Constitution says so.
Tim, I hope you're right. And other than that, though, I'd have to say that Monckton is spot on. You may be correct. It may be semantical word games, and your interpretation probably is right, that the globalists have used these treaties for years to try to supersede our Constitution and Bill of Rights, but to no avail. We'll be back after this. Is the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, blacksmith and fire.
Let me tell you what this world government's going to be all about. It's going to be about headlines like this one. Communist consumer goods make a comeback. Once the butt of jokes the world over, communist-era East European goods from sweets to ruistic washing machines and clunky cars are all the rage again. See, communism is back in force, baby. It is top-notch one more time. That's why the Empire State Building lights up in China's glorious red and yellow colors for the 60th anniversary of Mao and communism. And they have parades of hundreds of thousands of children saluting the state. And then they have the China Olympics. This one's going to be an invisible empire where all the children are pretty much giving a Zig Hail. It's not a straight up Hitler Zig Hail, but it's a cocked Zig Hail. And what is it? It's preaching one world globalization with young Chinese children dressed across the rainbow. You know, from the little Dutch child to the American child to the European child to the South American child. We're all one. One world together with communist consumer goods and one-child policies and a nightmare you can't imagine. You know, we're also going to be getting into an old Sun article from 1989, but I'm going to save the suspense on that one because it was just too bizarre not to go over, but at the same time, I don't want to give it too much attention. I'm sure it'll make a YouTube clip. It's very interesting. I don't, you know, the Sun is kind of a tabloid, but this is 20 years old now, 1989, 20 years old. Wait till you see what I read. It's pretty astounding. All right, let's continue with the calls. 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. Let's go to Jesse in Texas. Jesse, you're online.
Hey, what's up, Jason? So they're going to have people speak Halloween in China. Did I hear you right?
They're going to teach what in China?
Oh, I said, so, okay, you made a statement that they're going to have people doing the Sieg Heil sign.
No. They already did it. All right, back in 2008 when they had the Olympics on television, okay, this is going to be in the movie Invisible Empire. Now, I don't know if you're watching the Prison Planet TV feed or if you're just listening via Infowars.com. Now, it is not a straight up-handed salute. Your arm is like half cocked, but you're still raising up. Your hand is still extended in the Zig Hail, and all the children were doing it for one world globalization. All the children were dressed up throughout the rainbow. In other words, all the Chinese children were dressed up like they were from the U.S. in overalls, or they were from Deutschland or Germany or South America or Australia. And this is actually the Australian feed that I captured. It's not the American feed, but they even go a step further than the Zig Hailing. In the introduction, they have a young Australian girl come out and say, "One world together." And then they have a young Chinese boy come out and say, "One world together." And then they come together and they're hugging each other and one world. It's all about globalization. And yes, a lot of people don't know, but the original Zig Hail, we did that in this country for the Pledge of Allegiance. I have pictures of auditoriums of kids in the 40s and in the 30s, auditoriums Zig Hailing to the American flag as well. Go ahead, Jesse.
Yeah. Wow, that's kind of shocking because, you know, when people think of, you know, see how they, like, you know, automatically associate
with the Nazis.
Nazism. Yeah.
Thing is, that was actually brought into America from a socialist. And hold over, we'll continue on the other side, Jesse. Brought over from a socialist, adapted by Hitler. A lot of people don't realize the Olympics didn't have the Olympic rings, the five rings, until Hitler came into the picture because he wanted to promote his new world order, his vision of globalization. We'll be back after this, taking your call. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web, at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the Drake flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the Insurgents.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. If you missed any of the program, go to the InfoWarrior.com after the program. Get the podcast 100% free. Support the Info War. Get it out to your friends and family. All right, Jesse, let's take your question. Go ahead, man.
Okay, now, the issue with the swastika, now what people do not know is that that is a very old, ancient symbol.
It's an ancient sun symbol, also used in good luck.
Exactly. And Hitler knew nothing about the swastika until he used it for his evil purposes.
Well, there's a whole documentary out there called The Nazis and the Occult, and Hitler's handlers, not only did they teach him how to orate and speak to the masses to put them in this hypnotic type state, they also stated that symbolism was very important and actually had power, and symbols like the SS logo and the Nazi sun symbol, aka the swastika, were used to empower Nazi ideology, and they believed that this did bring them great power.
Exactly. Well, you know, and well, Jason, I can't wait until your new film comes out. You know, it's a good thing that you guys are doing this, and that's all I've got to say, man, right?
All right. Thanks, Jesse. I appreciate the call. Let's jump to Alan in Virginia. Alan, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Bermia, I got a bit of a riddle for you.
I'm listening.
Consider that you're trying to design somebody's brain. And you had to figure out when he should breathe, basically a neural circuit to regulate breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the trick is you don't have a cell type that can detect oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? You detect the level of carbon dioxide in the blood, and that tells you when to breathe. Now it gets interesting. If you were to breathe pure oxygen and deplete your blood of carbon dioxide, and then breathe normal air, you would then you would forget to breathe. You would then
so basically, you think that without carbon dioxide, we would suffocate ourselves inadvertently.
Yes, it's happened to people who've tried to get high on breathing too much oxygen.
That don't know that, it can be euphoric for those that actually do breathe. There are oxygen bars because you get euphoria. So you're telling me essentially people have overdosed from taking the oxygen because their body wasn't aware when they should actually breathe, so the mechanism didn't happen and they actually suffocated.
Yes, exactly. They didn't build enough CO2 in their metabolism enough to the levels needed to trigger the breathing reflex. Well,
Alan, you're just wrong, because CO2 is evil and we have to save the children, so we just need to pay this carbon tax. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Matt in Tennessee. That was an interesting caller. Matt, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How you doing? Enjoy your show tonight. Listen, Al Gore came to town today to Nashville, Tennessee, to a David Kidd bookstore.
Yep, I heard about that.
I'm with We Are Change Nashville. We've been getting real active. We had a tea call yesterday. We had a great showing. Anyway, today, me and my guys, and we went down there and kind of set up, got some good videos, and basically while he was signing books, I went up and told him with a local guy named Phil Valentine. He was doing a movie called Inconsistent Truth. He was there, and he came up and was filming stuff, and I basically told him, Al Gore, I said out loud in front of everyone, I said, Al Gore, you're a traitor. We're not going to take your global carbon tax. So
You know, a lot of people are getting hip to Gore and his cap and trade scam. Even when I was at the G20 and they were having their little concert there where they were going to save the world, there were people out there with a large Al Gore deception dollar. I'm going to talk about that on the other side. I appreciate the activism. You too can make a difference. Join We Are Change. Join Campaign for Liberty. Get out there. Hand out our DVDs. There's so much you can do. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis back after this.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts. Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Back, it's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis. I'm going to go over this document. We're going to shift some gears. We're going to continue to take calls, 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. Now, have you seen my films, Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies, both of which available over at InfoWars.com? We go over a drill called Amalgam Virgo. Now, Amalgam Virgo was a drill being run by NORAD through the summer just before 9/11. Now, what's interesting about this drill? Well, on the cover of the drill is a picture of Osama bin Laden. He's the main target. Then you get into it, and it's not only a cruise missile drill and a UAV drill, but it's also a suicide hijack drill. Now, they show you a diagram. This is, again, in Fabled Enemies, in Loose Change, Final Cut. You can watch them for free online, available on YouTube, available on Google Video. Please go watch these films. And you can see that there's a hijacking happening from Alaska into the Capitol, into D.C., into the Capitol building. It shows you the path that's going there. We now have a document that not only confirms the Amalgam Virgo drill, which happened in June, just before the attacks. Less than 3 months. There was a second part of this drill that never did occur, where FBI agents were actually going to hijack two separate aircraft and then land them at secure locations. Okay, but this happened, again, just before the attacks. This is Amalgam Virgo, and they have Amalgam Warrior in here, and they have Vigilant Guardian, and yes, they had hijack drills prior to 9/11, but we're going to get to that in a moment. 6-2-2001, suicide mission, inside. What does this mean? That means that this hijacking happened inside the United States, and it was going to be a suicide mission inside the United States. Remember, all the propaganda was that they never thought that they would use planes as weapons. But we were drilling it 3 months beforehand. Haitian AIDS victims make deal with Colombian cartel to destroy a C2 node for southeastern U.S. And they are supposed to run an intercept and turn the target away or possibly shoot it down. Now, here's where it gets very interesting. Vigilant Guardian begins on 9-6-2001. And all of these drills, I just want you to see this, all the way down here, hijack, 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 hijack. That's not me repeating any. That's six separate hijackings that happened 5 days before 9/11. 5 days before 9/11. And guess what? They were 747s. They were large aircraft. Do you understand? Now then, we have 9-9 and 9-10. Notice they don't have 9-11 here. Now we've exposed what happened on 9-11 through the NORAD tapes when they're asking, hey, wait a minute, is this part of the drill? Or did the drill start early? Or we have bombs on board Delta 1989? Oh, we have a hijacking that's coming in from Canada. All of which occurred on 9-11, barely spoken about, or they call it the confusion, the fog of war. And then they try to deny that the drills were even going on that day. Meanwhile, you listen to the tapes. They called up Cheyenne Mountain 20 minutes after Flight 93, the fourth hijacking, had been downed and had to wait another 20 minutes on the phone for them to shut the drills off. Now, here it is. 9-9-2001, a hijack. Outside, it starts in London, but guess what? It's going to JFK. Terrorists with explosives who plan to detonate them over where? Over New York City. So 2 days before 9/11, they're running drills of an aircraft being hijacked and exploding or bombing New York City. The day before 9/11, Vigilant Guardian still running. A special hijack is happening out of Havana, Cuba. And again, Cubans demanding political asylum demand to be taken to where? New York City. FAA requests NORAD support. FAA directs plane to Jacksonville based on input from DOS and DOT. Hijackers then demand Atlanta. Plane will land safely at Dobbins Air Force Base. So again, they're running more drills of hijackings involving New York City just before the attacks. Please go read this document. Posted it the other day on my Facebook, facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior. Get in while you can, folks. I've got about 800 more people I can allow on my Facebook page, and then it'll be fan-based only. I'm going to have to start yet another page and go there because they don't let you have more than 5,000 fans or 5,000 regular people on a regular Facebook page, which I have. So please go read this document. All right, I'm going to take a couple other callers, then we're going to get into this Sun article from 1989. We're also going to play this CNBC clip calling for a new world order. Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing this evening?
Good, good.
I've got a question. I recently heard about King Alfred Plan, also called Rex 84. Can
yes.
you give me some comments on that as far
sure,
as the
Rex 84
new world order and the end game?
Sure. Well, what Rex 84 essentially is, it's what came out during the Iran-Contra hearings. And one of the congressmen started asking Oliver North about this plan, Rex 84, that he had read that would have suspended the Constitution and Bill of Rights and essentially put us under martial law and under the direction of where we could be quarantined or put into FEMA camps. Now, there was an adamant dismay in this, and they said, listen, we may be able to talk about this in some closed hearings, but we can't talk about it now. And they just kept saying, don't ask the question, don't ask the question, don't ask the question. Now, we have now the Civilian Inmate Labor Program document in which they state that they can make makeshift FEMA centers. They can arrest and detain people under no pay. It is a real deal, and it is part of the continuity of government program. What is continuity of government? Well, that was first set up in case of a nuclear war under, I would say, pretty altruistic intentions. What do we do in case there is a nuclear attack and our government is decapitated? How do we run? Now, that system has been manipulated over time and heavily manipulated under Reagan in the 1980s when George H.W. Bush was really running the country with his cartel. Cheney was involved in continuity of government back in the day. Rumsfeld was involved. We cover subsections of that in Invisible Empire. But it's also, there are also some small subsections of continuity of government in Fabled Enemies, because lo and behold, the shadow government, that is what continuity of government is, was in the air on 9/11 prior to the attacks. You can see their doomsday planes in Washington, D.C. on the scene of the Pentagon strike. You can see yet another white plane that looks like one of their doomsday planes on the scene of New York City before the second attack even happens. So the shadow government does exist. They do have plans and directives where they could, and I will say this again, could round up American citizens and put them in forced labor camps. I encourage people to go check it out for themselves. I thank you for the call, Steve. 888-201-2244 is the number. Big Brother's coming, revealed secret plan to tag every man, woman, and child. Now, this is a 1989 Sun article out of the UK. Now, the Sun is definitely a trashy tabloid magazine. But what they're showing you 20 years ago is basically a syringe. And how do they put the Vera chip or a RFID chip under your skin? Well, in 2001, after the terrorist attacks, the Jacobs family all got chipped on the Today Show, live on television. And how do they do it? They did it with a syringe. You see, the actual chip is only the size of a grain of rice. It's very small. So that's when we start getting into this. Let's read this article, because it has got some pretty, pretty killer info in it. And I hope to God this info is wrong, but it is eerie that it would be in this article from, again, 20 years ago. Coded microchips implanted in every person in the country would tie all of us into a master computer that could track anyone down at any moment. And plans for such a system are already underway, whether you like it or not. The secret scheme is being touted as a service for the protection of the people by high government officials, but some insiders who object to the move say it's another way for Big Brother to control its subjects. Transmitters. Top-level national security agents are trying to convince sources in the Bush administration to begin to begin a project in which every man, woman, and child will be implanted with a tiny transmitter, claims Davis Millerand, a critic of government intervention, who says he has received leaked information from inside sources. They're trying to say this would be a good way for authorities to quickly track down missing persons and children, as well as criminals and spies. And they have used that excuse. Now, they've expanded that recently into, oh, it'll have all your medical information. And if you are allergic to a vaccine or a certain type of medication, this could save your life. Excuse me. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Injections. But with the astounding technology of today, everything about you could be contained into a tiny microchip, which would be connected to a government computer. Any government agency will know what any person has done and is doing at the time. Other sources say the transmitters can be injected painlessly from a tiny gun in humans without them even knowing it through a nationwide vaccination program. So they're saying that they could actually chip you through a vaccination program. Here's where it gets scary. All of the government would have to do is make up something like a swine flu vaccine, Millerin said. He literally calls out the swine flu vaccine as a way to chip the population. He said, imagine, and this ties right into it, imagine if they said there was a vaccine for AIDS. People would rush in droves to get shots. And they've just recently announced they're working on an AIDS vaccine that apparently works in something like 30% of the population. What about the other 70% that are taking a weakened AIDS virus? That's a subsection. I might as well read the rest of the article. It's just too intriguing. The doctors themselves may not even know what they're injecting. They can be told the microchips are genetic implants that reprogram the body into fighting disease. He adds the program would require all federal, state, and local government workers to undergo the injection, something you did see with this swine flu vaccination. It would be only a matter of time before everyone is implanted with a microchip and a slave to the government. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is
We are
Vietnam.
Back. It's InfoWar with Jason Burmis. We're going to take a couple more callers. On the other side, we're going to show you this CNBC clip where the guy brazenly says, well, the only way we're going to fix this worldwide economic depression is by a global government and a global currency and a new world government and a new world order. Again, the term comes up again. And Jason Burmis isn't saying it. It's some other yuppie on CNBC. All right, let's go to Forrest in West Virginia. Forrest, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, hey.
Hey, so how you feeling about the Yankees winning the World Series?
I'm telling you, I am on a high. I'm not going to lie. I have not talked about it on air, but now that you've given me the excuse to talk about it, I was able to watch one game. I went to one game while I was out in Pittsburgh, met with my friend. It wasn't a Yankee game. I got to watch one of the playoff games before the World Series, and I was able to watch at least a part of, I think, every single World Series game, at least a portion, maybe like half an inning on one. But I did get to see a good sizable amount of it, and I'm happy we're back on top, if you must know. I have not been bragging to my Mets-ridden fans, but I did have a buddy who's in Philadelphia. We went back and forth, but I'm happy about it. But again, it's not my life work, Forrest. I'm really trying to tell people about this Copenhagen Treaty, which is 1,000 times more important. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Yeah, because if we can't be happy about things that bring us joy, then the New World Order has won. But yeah, I understand you're focused and dedicated to fighting the New World Order.
Well, you know what? I should be wearing a Yankees hat today. I've got one in the other room, but I did wear a Yankees hat the day after they won the series and the day they did win the series. So I am kind of a sports fan, but I don't let it overtake my life. There's a fine line.
Yeah, absolutely. Earlier you talked about how the New World Order uses language to control people and to lie. It's just like, you know, we could mean like me and you. It could mean me and other people. Or it could mean like a kid having a good time, like on a carnival ride saying we.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, it's a very powerful tool.
Well, it's semantics. Let's just go by one of their most obvious semantical terms, which means something that they won't say out loud in most cases. They always like to refer to global governance. Now, we all know that global governance really means a new world government or a new world order, but they dance around that and say that global governance will not be an actual government institute. But then you read their own words. You know, I sit here and I read Paul Rudd. I believe it's Paul, but Rudd, the Prime Minister of Australia, talking about this, and he absolutely says that this is about a world government, but the reason it has to be about a world government is because we can't solve these problems from an uncoordinated national means or by an uncoordinated market means. So we need a world government, and that's what the CNBC guy is going to parrot. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was surprised in the fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack H. Obama, that Alex Jones didn't mention anything about the dangers of flu vaccines or fluoride in the water. And I was really hoping for some of the footage of the G20 that you and Rob and Jason.
You're going to see the G20 stuff in the next Alex Jones picture. In fact, I've seen Rob Jacobson editing that already. And you're actually going to see a lot more on the swine flu vaccination stuff, the eugenics end of it, and the weather control in the next movie. We also got to realize that movie tipped the scales at 2 hours and 24 minutes. And, you know, the hardcore Alex Jones fans out there that could probably recite all the information before it's even in the movie are always asking and begging for more. In my opinion, I think that he could have gone a little bit less to try to shave it off into that 2 hour mark. I still think it's a very powerful film. I still think it's his best film to date. I got a call from one of my college buddies last week who had just watched it. He said, wow, the graphics in this are really good. It's very well put together, has a nice flow to it. I'm going to be sending them some copies so that they can actually air that on campus out in Suco in Oneonta in New York. But, you know, I can't really nitpick with the film too much because I really think it's powerful. I really think it's his best work to date, and it's so up to date. It's such a big tool in awakening the masses, Forrest. But
yes,
look
sir.
Out for the next
Absolutely.
One. Absolutely. Look out for the next
that,
one.
That film kicks butt. I mean, Alex Jones and InfoWars is all over the New World Order like stink on a fart. And I'm so looking forward to your Invisible Empire movie because I feel like it's going to be like unlike any other film about the New World Order.
Well, I got to tell you, Forrest, it is going to be. Yes, February 12th is the release date. It is going to be different from every New World Order picture out there, every picture on this subject matter, because it's going to look and feel different. My graphics guy is off the charts. And, you know, we just had Gary Franchi and William Lewis here, and I showed just a small piece to Franchi, and his jaw was on the floor, and he even said, he says, like, I am super jealous of these graphics, man. How are you getting this done? Well, we're getting it done and getting it done big time. We're going to go to Mark in Oregon and others on the other side. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
It's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold Senate with
small news. Blitz right here. We're going to go to that CNBC clip calling for a new world order. 888-201-2244 is the call-in line. Communist consumer goods make a comeback. That's what this world government is all about. Slave labor, control over your very life, a lower standard of living for you and your family, and a higher standard of living for the already gluttonous elite. That's what this is all about. So communism, I guess it's back in style. That's what we have to do. It's what this healthcare bill is about. Landmark health bill passes House on close vote, 220 to 215, late Saturday night. It's cleared the way for the Senate to have the long-delayed debate. Oh, it's delayed. I should have known this was going to happen while I was taping live on C-SPAN yesterday, and I had to see this one guy saying, we were going to change it under Roosevelt. We were going to change it under Eisenhower. We were going to change it under Ford and under Nixon. And it never got changed under Clinton. Now is the time to change. It's all about change. Obama is going to attend the Fort Hood Memorial on Tuesday. Of course, there's going to be some kind of a memorial. Any way you look at it, this is going to be used to pass anti-gun legislation, especially in Texas, one of the most free states in the union when it comes to gun laws. 40 leaders plan to attend climate change talks, says the UN. And basically they're saying, oh, look, here comes Sarkozy and, of course, Gordon Brown, one of the big trumpeters of the New World Order. Hopefully we can get Barack Obama to head this up because that's what we need. This Copenhagen Treaty is what it's all about. All right, I'm going to save some of this stacker for the other side. Let's play this CNBC news clip. Then we're going to go to Mark in Oregon and others. CNBC admitting the death of the dollar and the birth of the New World Order. Let's hit the clip.
Capital Partners staying with us live out of Seattle, Washington. Dan, you guys are a hedge fund, and what you guys basically do is you try and catch breaks either to the up or downside. Apparently with oil, also with gold, you've done the timing pretty right, God, and just as it started to oil up past 75, gold past 1,000, are you going to sit on those positions then?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can think a lot about it, and you can, one day and have all these vacillations psychologically, but, you know, this is the time to, you know, to play ping pong, to, you know, pick up, get involved in model making or something ridiculous. I mean, this is the time where you make money, where the trend develops. And so there's really not a lot to do with it. I mean, oil looks higher, gold looks higher, currencies look weaker, all for the reasons that we talked about before. I mean, you've got huge wage disparities. I don't know how that inevitably resolves itself. It may resolve itself in some type of a global currency crisis. And then if the global currency crisis unfolds, then inevitably you get, an alignment under a global world government. A new global currency and a new world order. So we may be moving towards that.
Talk to us a little bit more about this currency crisis you see erupting. What does that assume about what's going to happen to the dollar?
Well, it assumes that the dollar will utterly get destroyed and become virtually worthless. You know, we have a combined – well, I mean, here's what we know. We know that if you can produce something, that this game that we have going on in the United States and on a planetary basis cannot perpetuate itself forever. We've got a $65 trillion negative net worth. We cannot possibly meet with our health care costs and our indulgent society, which we'd have in the United States. We can't put that against the unit labor cost of a China that can produce something at $1 an hour versus $24 an hour with health benefits and, you know, all that's built into there. So how does that inevitably resolve itself?
Well, we're seeing it resolve itself. So you're saying the U.S. needs a softer, weaker, more competitive dollar, partly because of this whole wage disparity. But then again, overnight we had the productivity numbers out, 9.5%. I mean, that makes up for a lot, although at that kind of rate, it's probably not sustainable.
Yeah, it's not sustainable. It's a great number, and we love to see people productive. I mean, let's get going. I love it. But how do you create a global marketplace so that everybody benefits, so that the standard of livings are not so great, so that you don't have this mad rush to deplete the world's resources, which is kind of what we have now? What are the initiatives that have to be carried through? And the Western economies, the United States, Europe, Canada, we don't have resources. Neither does a lot of Asia, to be quite frank. So yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with all those reserve dollars. But we see that the currencies that have resources, the Brazils, the Canadas, the where else? I mean, Australia, that their currencies are doing well. Their stock markets have done the best year to date because they have stuff. They've got resources. Mm. They export real things, and the United States exports promises and pretty paper.
All right. Listen, Damon, we got to go. You have yourself a great
weekend.
Well,
there you go. I mean, he really did break it right down there, even with his exuberance for a new world currency, a new world government, and essentially a new world order. He talks about the standard of living, but he says it straight when he says the currencies in which the nations that back them actually export things other than promises are doing well, and that's all we export. We don't have any kind of industry in this country anymore. Mark, in Oregon, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason. Good to speak with you.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, I am really wanting to ask you a question because I know you're down there in the trenches of information, so to speak, and you really keep a close daily track on everything that's happening on the New World Order front of planned and implemented and currently being implemented agendas, sub-agendas to the overall agenda to enslave and kill us all.
Mm-hmm.
And do you, in your quiet time, ever, and I imagine you do, that's why I'm taking your time to ask you,
mm-hmm.
ever reflect, does it all meld together in your subconscious and you take your conscious mind to the knowledge that you have, and do you come up with a time frame, sequential time from as we speak here in the present
to where it will end,
say,
and,
over the
and
next
how
6
quickly.
Months, where we're going to be in 6 months or 3 months or 1 month.
Well, I did it today, actually,
mm-hmm.
Mark. And I thought to myself, man, if I were to go to somebody and talk about this same agenda in the way that I was talking to them in 2004 and 2006 and now in 2009, how would I do so and what do I really believe? Well, when I was talking to people in 2004, they would often say to me, and I was telling them about the chip, oh, well, you think there's going to be a chip populist? That's insane. And I said, well, it might not happen for another 10, 20, maybe even 30, 40, 50 years. I don't know. So when I talk about now even the war, and I talk to people in 2009, I say, look, the numbers they're giving us is that we're staying in Afghanistan indefinitely and we're going to be down to 50,000 troops non-combat by December of 2011, which leaves a wide open door for maybe more than 50,000 after that, or they'll just keep that number and use private mercenary forces. But either way, we're not getting out of there. Now, when I look at the economy and I talk to people, so right there I say, look, 2012, we're still entrenched in the Middle East. Whether or not they go into another nation, I don't know. It does look like they're beating the drums against Iran, but in my subconscious, I look at those articles that were printed 8 months ago where Iran agreed to work with us against Taliban opium trafficking, and then it comes out that, of course, we've been paying Karzai's brother for the past 8 years to deal the opium. And the New York Times doesn't have the gumption or the sack to actually say it like that, but at least they put the facts where they were and say, hey, this is transcended administrations. People should take a look at that. So I tell them on the war front, look, until 2012, we're definitely going to be entrenched in the Middle East, possibly further than where we are. Now, on the economic front, when I look at this, you know, I say, well, in the past 2 years, I'd say they've cut the dollar again by about 20 to 30%. I'm noticing higher prices even at Walmart when I shop there. And yes, I shop at Walmart. I know I'm a terrible person, but I get out of the office late. I do my shopping late at 2 or 3 in the morning. But again, prices are going up there. Wages are not. Employment is rising. Job opportunities are not. They actually have the gall now to go on television and call it a jobless recovery, Mark. I can't believe this. I mean, I'm seeing it on CNN. So with this jobless recovery, I think that's going to be rhetoric you're going to be seeing for the next 6 months to 18 months until the people will literally not take that excuse anymore. And then I think you're going to see a shift from a jobless recovery to a new world economic recovery, possibly with another currency involved. I don't know if they're willing to take it to that next level yet. I don't know if it's going to be an Amero, if it's going to be a less centralized currency, some kind of a global coin or market. I'm not sure, but I think you're going to have to see that. eventually when a jobless recovery is just no longer there. That could be in 5 or 10 years. You know, I think that their schedule is a little quicker than that. I would probably say closer to 5 than 10, and maybe even less than that. You could see it as soon as 2 years. You know, I can't make predictions like the people out there that are saying the Bank of America is going to close down in the next 18 months, or that Lindsey Williams says you're not going to recognize the country in 18 months. Those are possibilities. But I do see a slow shift towards government jobs such as AmeriCorps, too. You know, Aaron Dykes just got back from New Orleans and Alabama, and they literally on the side of the road saw one of the AmeriCorps squads, about 30 kids out there, and most of them think they're doing the right thing. And, you know, they're motivated. They want to help change the world. They think they're doing the right thing. And they're getting behind things like this cap and trade bill. Now, a lot of people who don't know on that front, let's get to the cap and trade front. Our taxes are probably going to go up another 20% if we don't combat this Copenhagen Treaty or whatever its successor is. That scares me. I do think that, unfortunately, and this is just my estimation, but again, by 2012, when we're still entrenched in the Middle East, we will have a new global government, at least in its fledgling, I don't know how to say it, because I'm not sure if they'll just set up another panel, if they'll put together another building, if they'll do it through the United Nations, or they'll create a separate organization. They're calling it the COP right now, but really the COP is under the UN. So is it going to be further UN control? Are we going to see these people in the public eye, or are they going to be on the back burner? What we will see in the public eye is these large corporations start charging us this carbon tax, and that won't be just on gasoline. It'll again be on your house and how much energy you use. So I really think that these guys do have a vested interest in quote-unquote 2012. I'm just not one of these disaster guys that believes, oh, my God, the poles are going to shift, the end of the world is coming, the Mayan prophecy is true. I think that they've pointed to this thing as a hysteria to distract people from what their true goals are, which is just a movement towards global government and world taxation. And they may have that birth by 2012.
Jason, how do you enter in bio warfare on the people of the world, basically?
Well, I think a lot of people just
multifaceted virus situation where they can put anything they want into a syringe.
Well, I think a lot of people just took a soft kill cancer vaccine, to be honest with you. I think a lot of people just took something that could take 10 to 15 to maybe even 20 years of their life away if their biological structure can't take it. Some people will have less of an effect on, some people will have more. I think a lot of people that took this vaccine are probably going to see cancer developments in their 40s, 50s, and 60s where they may have seen none. I am skeptical, even though I just read that 1989 article out of the Sun where they said that they would use a swine flu vaccine or an AIDS vaccine to chip the entire populace of this country. I don't know if that's the plan. I'm sure there are people out there that believe that is the plan, that we've already been injected with nanotechnology and we're already chipped. I don't think that that's the case, but I think they are going to try to sell you on a biochip that is going to make your life that much better. You're going to walk into your house, your lights are going to come on, the TV will turn on to your favorite station, DVR boxes will be smaller, and you'll be able to forget about remotely controlling your DVR from your phone, which is already here and will become mainline in the next 2 to 3 years. Try controlling your DVR with your mind. You know, TiVo was out there publicly about 6 years ago saying that they wanted to have a brain chip where you could essentially watch these programs in your mind and program them through your eye. You're going to be watching it through your iris. I know they have the little mounts and whatever, but this will be something that's hardwired into your brain. I think they're all for the technopoly. A lot of people out there believe that Kurzweil may be right and that there will be this slight curve where it starts to get so crazy and then all of a sudden it peaks up and there's nothing we can do about it. But I'm not one of those people. I feel like they've suppressed so much technology and they can't let it get that out of control, because the common people can't have things like free energy. Look, if they wanted an electric car by now, we could have, you know, a car and whatever green type economy they're talking about. They don't want it. The oil companies like having their cartel control over others. I thank you for the call, Mark. I am going to jump to Sheldon in California. How are you, Sheldon?
I'm not bad. How are you, Jason?
I'm not too bad, you know. The MMA fights were good last night. You know, nothing too depressing in the news today other than that health care bill, but I expected that to pass, so that's not a shocker for me.
You know, I look at health care like I look at health insurance, kind of like I look at car insurance out here in California. I mean, if the Mexicans aren't buying it, why do I have to buy it? You know what I'm saying?
So
but
true.
But the thing is, I speak Spanish, so at least, if anything, I'll just be able to, if I get hit by a bus, I can just remember the words for I don't have insurance, no tengo seguros, and I should be taken care of.
You should be taken care of. I mean, I see it in... I know it's bad, folks, but I live here in Texas now, and it is true that there are so many illegals out here. When they get pulled over, nothing happens. They don't even give them a ticket because they don't want the paperwork, because they're really supposed to deport them. But I can't even get into it. I mean, my entire street, nobody speaks English. I've got one neighbor that speaks English. They're nice people. I'm not saying kick them out. I'm saying, hey, there's a reason that they're allowed to do this, because it guts the economy. It really creates the dollar to become more and more worthless, and it really amalgamates us into Mexico and Canada, into this North American superstructure. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Well, I totally agree. I look at the Canadian dollar, which is basically on par with the American dollar now. Mm-hmm. The peso is about 10 to 1, so all they have to do is reevaluate the peso for a 10 to 1 ratio, and you've got a singular currency level, at least across the board. Mm-hmm. You've got borders which are indistinguishable, at least in the southern border states, mm-hmm. and people are apathetic to everything. So you create this giant apathy through fluoride and what have you. You are indistinguished, and now you know them as your neighbors and people that are good, so how can you go against them, because they're just trying to do best for their family?
And if you speak out against the system in any way, shape, or form, Sheldon, whether it be against this or the presidency, you're obviously a racist. Hold over, we're going to come back to you after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Mike from Burmese on the line with Sheldon Anderson, comedian out of California. Go check him out at myspace.com/IamSheldon, or you can check him out on Facebook as well. You can check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's so many things to cover, but I watched, my girlfriend forced me to watch something the other day, which I never watched, which was Family Practice, I think it was called. It was an offshoot of, doesn't matter. It seems like everything on television is some like neurolinguistic programming. In one episode, they covered pro-eugenics, mm-hmm. pro-euthanasia of a lady that was like a 50-year-old who looked to be in perfectly good health.
Oh, nice.
So that when you watch it, you go, well, it's okay to kill somebody that's 50 and is totally healthy because she looked totally healthy. And they did. They just killed her off right away. And then they sort of justified it throughout the end.
Oh, how lovely. And, you know, I was watching network TV yesterday because of the fights. They had them on CBS. And they were like all hyping how all the CSIs are going to come together for one multiple mystery episode. And people are so addicted to this. They think that this is really how police work is done. No, it's a TV show. If they actually put that kind of effort into crime fighting, they would catch more than 34% of the murderers out there. That's right. I hate to tell you folks, but about 2/3 of the murderers get away in this country. It's not like the TV show. It's few and far between when you actually have somebody competent in law enforcement. In fact, I watched Cops last night, Sheldon.
Yeah.
And there was the first cop of what I saw was actually awesome. He did everything by the book. This guy took off running. He was crazy driving. All of a sudden, he did the right tip maneuver. He hit the guy. The guy fell off. He didn't hit any other cars. He went onto the side of the road. The guy put his hands outside of the window. He said, crawl out of the window. They put cuffs on him. They weren't rough with him. They didn't tase him. Second guy comes on, different city. This guy has a bottle in his hand. He hasn't hit anybody. He walks up to him. Get down on the ground. He's like, what do I have to get down on the ground? And then by that time, he had already been tased. Now the guy that did this, that got tased, he wasn't a good guy. In fact, he had just attacked a woman only moments earlier. And maybe it would have been warranted if he'd come on the scene and seen that. But he didn't say, stop, I'm going to tase you. Get on the ground, put your hands behind. I mean, he didn't even get out half a sentence before the guy was tased and on the ground. And that's the new attitude in this country.
When I was in Denver downtown when the Broncos won the Super Bowl, I guess it was 2000, I can't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
I walked up to a police officer because they were rioting, and I didn't know downtown very well. And I said, can you tell me where 18th Street is? And he turned around and said, I am not your friend, and blasted me with mace twice in the face.
Hey, don't ask them because they're not peace officers. They're no longer here to serve and protect. They're the authorities, and we need to bow down and worship them like the lords that they are, Sheldon.
So I have two quick questions for you, Jason.
All right.
You are the info warrior.
All right.
One is, when I talked about the pro-eugenics thing and pro-euthanasia thing on television,
mm-hmm.
I know that there are a lot of people that are out in Los Angeles that are in the production, whether it be a writer or a producer or otherwise, who believe in what you're saying, not maybe 1,000%, but have an idea.
Sure.
And they can't tell the truth. They can't just come out and say 9/11 was an inside job on television. It'll never make it through. It'll get edited and cut, and it'll never get produced.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell half-truths. And do you think some of the stuff that we're seeing on television is a consequence of that rather than neurolinguistic programming for us to understand the disinformation side of things?
Well, I happen to know somebody who's involved in TV, used to be involved in 24, that I keep in close contact with quite a bit. And, yeah, I would say some of that is spilling out to warn people. You know, I look at the Simpsons movie from a little over a year ago now, and they're talking about a mass quarantine of an entire town, and, you know, the guy in the government is just going to nuke them all just to save face. I think that isn't neurolinguistic programming. I think that's a warning. I thank you for the call, Sheldon. We're going to come back on the other side. Final hour of The Info Warrior after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe. Great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Gunmen standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the winner, bishop tells the king his lies. Maybe you're a mourner, maybe you deserve to die. They were crying when their sons left. God is wearing black. He's gone.
I saw
so
this little piece of trash article out of the UK on the Telegraph. It really just encourages you not to be a human being, not to live up to what the human spirit really is, which is pride in thyself, which is community, which is loving one another, which is striving for greatness, which is achievement. Check this out. This is the headline. You'll be happier without hope. It's telling you right off the bat, don't have great expectations. Don't strive for more. Don't try to reach that rainbow. Just stop trying. The benefits of positive thinking have been overrated, says Jeremiah Lewis. No, positive thinking actually gets things done. You just can't run your jibber jabber jaw about it. You got to do something. You got to step up to the plate. You got to take a swing. Hitler talked about the will being the most important thing out there. And in ways he was right. Those who have the will to do something, to charge forward, to try to accomplish greatness, often do that because of their drive, because of their force. There are two basic attitudes to adversity, exemplified by Nietzsche and Christopher Reeve. When the Superman actor was left paralyzed from the neck down, he refused to despair. Once you choose hope, he insisted, anything's possible. He died 9 years later, still a quadriplegic. The philosopher, a syphilitic and part-time psychotic, preferred to face the future with cold realism. Hope is the worst of evils, he opined, for it prolongs the torments of man. He too died in his 50s, paralyzed by a series of strokes. The value of positive thinking has become so embedded in popular culture that to doubt it can make you seem a killjoy. Pessimism is seen as needlessly defeatist, even dangerous. But a new survey suggests that reverse may be true. Of a group of Americans who had undergone colon surgery, half were told that their intestines could eventually be reconnected. The rest were told they needed a colostomy bag for the rest of their lives. Those given the bad news and the benefit of certainty proved far happier over the next 6 months than those still hoping for surgery. There can be a dark side to hope, said the researchers, confirming a century later what Nietzsche could see even from a lunatic asylum. That is ridiculous. So they're trying to sell you on don't be positive, don't hope for anything, just accept defeat. Well, I'm never going to accept defeat. I don't care how bad this globalist system stares me down, how it progresses, how patient they are, how it encroaches on my freedoms, on my humanity. I will still resist. I will still believe in myself that I can make a difference, that we can come together, that we can fight this system, that we can have a constitutional republic once more that is not ruled by tyrants, not ruled by evil overlords that really do believe in eugenics, that do believe that we are chattel, that we are sheeple, that we don't deserve to breathe. That I'm nothing more than a speck of dust, a pet, a laughable adversary. Well, I got news for you. I'm more than a laughable adversary. I'm here to mobilize millions upon millions and hopefully eventually billions of people within humanity to rise up against this eugenics-based tyranny that they would love to bring to the planet Earth. This global taxation system in which they chip all of us in a cashless society control grid of a police state nightmare. I will always have hope that we can not only combat that, but beat it. Because I know that humanity can come together and defeat that kind of evil. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, 888-201-2244.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Calls in a moment, 888-201-2244. But I really want to read this subsection of this Copenhagen Treaty, which is a framework for global government and a global carbon tax on everybody. Now here it is in subsection 41. How are they going to provide financial support for this organization? Well, they will be providing financial support and additional development countries' ODA targets from mandatory contributions from developed country parties and other developed parties, including in the next two. And again, this is all of the westernized nations, all of the first world nations, and then it's going to be the big companies. But see, the big companies are going to pass the buck on to the people, the populace. It's not like they're just going to pay more and make less. They will pay a smaller amount, and then they will charge you even more so they make more money. And what are the taxes going to be on? Well, subsection D, taxes on carbon-intensive products and services from an X1. Carbon-intensive products and services. So basically, anything you do out there. I feel bad for the mom-and-pop barbecue shops out there. I used to work for a place called Brooks. Delicious chicken. Still have it to this day. I love it. Can't get enough of it. If I could have some Brooks chicken right now, I'd be frothing in it. Just like wallowing in it. Maybe some baby back ribs. We'd be doing it big. Worked there for about 6 months. Been a customer there since I was 12 years old. Love Brooks chicken. Now they use the evil coal monster because the evil coal monster uses a lot of carbon. And that coal monster is bad, bad, bad for the environment. They are going to have to pay such a carbon tax to keep that place running, or they're going to have to stop using coal. They'll have to put in barbecue pits with electrical systems. The chicken won't taste as delicious. It'll really screw them over for the catering deals they used to do because they would go to schools and sporting events and other events, and we would set up makeshift barbecues right there. Now, you can't do that with an electrical barbecue. You just can't set up a huge barbecue pit to do 1,000 chicken halves with electrical. It just doesn't work that way. You can do it with coal. But in order for them to do that, once this bill is passed, it's probably going to cost them overhead another 2 to 3 times. So if they want to stay in business, it's going to go from $3.99 or $4.99 a half a chicken to go to $8.99 or $9.99 for a half a chicken. That's how economics works, folks. All right, let's continue with the callers. 888-201-2244. Let's go to Eric in Washington. Eric, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. Hey, I heard about the book Alex Jones is putting out called The Answer to 1984-1776.
Yes.
I was curious if you were doing a book.
If I was doing a book, I have never really thought about doing a book because I just don't feel like it would reach enough people. I know on the first day that my movie comes out that anywhere on the low end, from 50,000 people to the high end of, say, 200,000 people, the first day are going to watch my movie. Now, I put a book out there. I will be lucky in 10 years that 50,000 people read my book. Let's just be honest. I mean, people like Webster Tarpley, God bless them, they can put together a book as thick as Eco-Science that's interesting and just chock full of subject matter. But how many books do you think they sell? He's not on the New York Times bestseller list. He's not promoted like Dan Brown or Harry Potter. You know, he's lucky to get rid of 10,000 of those bad boys. And I look at that and I would have to spend months and months on a book and really refining it. It would really be only about myself or the subject matter that I cover. And I really do believe that my mouth is probably my best weapon. I mean, I'm a decent writer. Don't get me wrong. I put out some articles here and there or some blogs that I think are pretty witty. And I think I'm a pretty damn good writer for these films. But people aren't reading on the screen unless I put the text there. And the reason I put the text there is really to double over the effect. Not only am I reading it, but you're seeing it and it goes along with the pictures. So I'm really going to keep concentrating on movies. This Invisible Empire really coming together. It looks like I may have it done before Christmas, which was the goal anyway, but it'll give me time to polish it and make sure the DVD is right and there's no audio sync issues and everything looks good for PrisonPlanet.tv and we can launch on YouTube on the same day that it's launched on PrisonPlanet.tv so the entire world can see it. I'm also looking to do a one-on-one 3-hour radio broadcast the day after it's released just on the movie. So people can call up with their criticisms or their questions. We may even do an online chat thing where people can just type in through IM questions that they have as well. So I'm looking to have a big release on this one. It looks like nothing else I've ever done. It puts the graphics that we had in the Loose Change series to shame. I am just so proud of this picture so far. And the subject matter is, again, something that really hasn't been tackled, even in an Alex Jones movie. Yeah, Alex talks about the New World Order in his pictures, but when you watch an Alex Jones movie and you're talking about the New World Order, you maybe see, 5 to 10 quotes on the New World Order tops. And I would say most of them are less than that. You're going to see 5 to 10 quotes on the New World Order in the first, 2 minutes of this movie. And I'm talking about dozens, if not hundreds, of quotes surrounding the matter. It really goes into the power structure, the roundtable groups. The shadow government is a big part of it. We're going to talk about the CFR at length in this film, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group. Really going to go into the Iran-Contra scandal. I've already got an hour laid out on the timeline. So I'm very excited about this project. I really feel like even listening to Rogan on Jones's show the other day, he's talking about Barry Seal. Well, Barry Seal has a big part in my movie exposing this criminal cartel that was running drugs and weapons in the 80s that never really got brought to justice. So like I said, very, very excited about this film. You got anything else for me, Eric?
No, that was it.
All right, brother. Keep it real. I'll talk to you soon. Let's go let's go to Stuart in Massachusetts. Stuart, you're on the line.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
I just wanted to call up to brag a little bit. I got a little bit of money, and I invested in a camera, and I took my college education, and I filmed a little show called The Realm of Possibility, and I put it on local access television in my town.
Cool.
So I scored a little victory. Hopefully, I showed the footage of We Are Change. I showed, Silverstein. In the UPS documentary, then I showed
the PBS documentary where he talks about, just so people know, that he talks about pulling the building. It obviously shows that there was some kind of a demolition event at World Trade Center Building 7. Have you put it on YouTube yet?
No, I probably should. It's like a half-hour show. You got to break it up, don't you? Or can you?
Yeah, but they'll do it. They'll do it automatically for you. They'll break it up into 10-minute segments. I'm really proud of you, man. Keep up the work in the info war, Stuart. I appreciate the call. As soon as you decide that you can have an effect, that you can also have great power, that you are not just a worthless servant of the elite, you can do something about it. Whether this is sitting down with your son or your daughter, your brother, your sister, your mother or your father, and trying to explain to them what the Federal Reserve System is, what this health care bill really means, what the Copenhagen Treaty taking place in Denmark could mean for all of us. These are simple things. You could print the bill yourself. You can go through the PDF document and type in the word tax, type in the word carbon, type in the word government. You can see how many times it appears in this document. Try typing in the word democracy or constitution, and they're just not there. It's very easy once you've seen the propaganda. Once you've disseminated what it really means in your mind, you start to see things in these headlines, in the backs of the paper, in the magazines you read that really expose these people for what they are. And it's by taking that information and being a human being, communicating with others, that's how we're going to win. All right, let's go to Pedro in Chile. Pedro, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, Jason? I really want to talk about a Toyota ad I saw.
Okay.
It was really misleading, you know. They had the global warming people. It was like they were saying, Toyota, the leader in hybrids on the road. And it showed people holding their breath, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy says, oh, don't worry, you can let go of your breath, you know, because Toyota has the most hybrids on the street.
Well, if you look at it, I mean, it's ridiculous on its face. Obviously, Toyota is no more green than Ford, is no more green than GMC. They're not green automobiles. They had the electric car in the late 80s. They would not let people buy it, okay? They made them lease it. And then they would not let them buy it when the lease was up because they didn't want that technology to be reverse engineered and new competition arise. Not only new competition, but this would really phase out fossil fuels on a massive level. Right now, there is a company out there that has done just that. It's called Tesla Motors, but the cars are over $100,000. And it's kind of hard to power your car. Obviously, you get a setup, but say you're on a road trip. It's not like these stations are built around the country. If they were talking about a real green recovery, a real system that would stop some pollution, they would simply put into interaction the solar and electric automobile. And back then, you got a charge for your car. You went 80 plus miles. That was 20 years ago. Think about what we could do now. We could probably triple that. You could probably get a charge and it would be 240 miles. That's almost like me filling up my tank. I get about 320 miles to a tank. Look, the bottom line is, if they wanted a real green recovery, if they wanted, they would just scrap the hybrid idea altogether because it's worthless. No, they don't even want to wean you off the gasoline. They want to make these hybrids that don't get better gas mileage than, say, my 98 Acura Integra that gets 32 miles to the gallon. It isn't a hybrid. And they all say, oh, well, look, this hybrid gets 40 miles to the gallon. Meanwhile, you're still pumping gasoline and profits into the elite's pockets. We'll be back after this. The phone number to call is 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
climate bill today, the Copenhagen Treaty. Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister of Australia, who I incorrectly called Paul Rudd, the B-movie. Well, he's not really a B-movie. He's probably like a B-list star, not an A-list star. But you've seen him in things like, he's in everything now. God, he's in that I Love You Man. And, okay, geez, my board ops are freaking out. They're big Paul Rudd fans. So anyway, we read what Kevin Rudd had to say about the Copenhagen Treaty and how we're sacrificing our children's lives if we don't sign into it, and global government is good. That whole thing is right here. Now, this is how they're demonizing the United States and the foreign press. We're the bad guy. We're the bad guy at the party if we don't sign on to this Copenhagen Treaty. U.S. refuses to budge over climate change deal. The U.S. has refused to sign up to a deal on climate change unless poorer countries also cut levels of pollution. Now, if these poorer countries do it too, it's just going to be that much more disastrous. Either way, we're screwed. Any which way you look at it, if we sign on to something like the Copenhagen Treaty, it's global tax time under a world government village. In the latest round of UN climate change talks in Barcelona, the U.S. said it was unfair to expect rich countries to cut emissions while developing nations like China and India continue to pollute. It is the latest blow to the negotiations and puts any chance of a deal in Copenhagen at the end of the year in serious doubt. Thank the Lord. But this seems like rhetoric for me. To me, this seems like they're prepping you for this. They're saying, oh, well, they're really bad. We might just make it on this whole deal. Already, the UK government and others have been forced to concede that the chance of any legally binding deal is unlikely before the end of next year. The UN climate change negotiations are focused on cutting greenhouse gas emissions so that the temperatures do not rise about 3.6 Fahrenheit, 2 degrees Celsius. Hey, folks, the temperature isn't going to rise 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit from human beings. It may rise from solar flares. Again, we're the problem. They're not going to cut any greenhouse gas emissions. What they're doing is going to buy credit systems to allow them to pollute, in which they make billions of dollars. Under current proposals, the rich countries are expected to cut carbon emissions by between 25 and 40% by 2020. 40% of what you do will have to stop. Forget about the one-fourth. Over half of what you do, that means two cars is out of the question. That means the big house has to be cut in half. That means the four kids has to turn into two. That means your dog may either have, you might have to just put down Scruffy or pay an exorbitant tax. Jaron's eyes got a little sad there. He must have a puppy named Scruffy. Is that what? No, 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 no. Oh, it's. But Jonathan Pershing, the U.S. Deputy Special Envoy on Climate Change, said poorer nations should be subjected to the same tough conditions as the rich world. Although he said poorer nations do not need to sign up to targets, he said that the New Deal on Climate Change must include legally binding actions for developing countries that cut pollution. See, they want this legally binding contract and these actions so that they can have legitimacy for their world government. Say it with me. World government. Their new world order. And remember, Barack Obama got up in front of the United Nations a little over a month ago and said that no world order could stand with one nation rising above another nation. So obviously, that is a plan to integrate the geopolitical system into one world government so that all nations stand at the same economic levels. And in order to do that, they have to take our first world nation status and the third world nation status, and they need to raise the third world nation status to second world status and desecrate our first world nation to second world status as well, so we can all merge into a world order where no nation, remember this is Barack Obama, no world order can stand with one nation above another. That means our standard of living must suffer. That means our system of checks and balances must go. That means our sovereignty ain't worth a damn in their eyes, folks. It's not a good thing when he stands before an international body and says that no world order can stand where one nation rises above another nation. This nation used to be a pretty damn good place to live, to stand up to. To wave its flag, to be proud of its ancestry. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda? They'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hit a couple of these Reuters stories up. Then we're going to show the trailer for Invisible Empire for those out of the loop. That's my latest picture coming out February 12th, 2010. And it really takes a look at the New World Order. That's why the subline, Invisible Empire, a New World Order defined, is what we are shooting for with this latest picture. We're going to take your phone calls on any subject in this segment, 888-201-2244, that's 888-201-2244, or 512-646-1776. Now, there's a new Bin Laden videotape out there talking about Barack Obama, apparently, but the monitoring site out there is saying it's not real, weird, or it's not new. A videotape of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden released on Friday is the Pashto language version of a tape released several months ago, said Intel Center, a U.S.-based terrorism monitoring firm. The tape titled "To Our People in Pakistan" was broadly released in Arabic on July 12th, and it was just re-released. Now, the question is this even bin Laden? The man looks like he may be dead, folks. It doesn't look like he's still alive and kicking. He had serious problems with his kidney from hepatitis years and years and years ago. In fact, he was getting kidney dialysis in our ally, Pakistan, yeah, our real ally, but it really is our ally because we work with them in black ops on the side, behind the scenes. They really are our ally. But he's in Pakistan being guarded by the Inner Services Intelligence Agency, the ISI, and getting kidney dialysis in Pakistan September 10th, the night before the attacks. Oh, but what else was going on September 10th? Well, again, here's the NORAD documents, and they were having drills of hijackings happening in New York City on September 9th and 10th of 2001, and then they just neglect to show you what happened on 9/11 itself. But again, you listen to the NORAD documents, and obviously they're running drills of hijacked aircraft. WHO says pandemic flu on the rise in China and Japan. Is anybody out there listening? Are they watching? Are you paying attention? Have you seen a real outbreak of swine flu in this country? No, you haven't. You haven't seen people riding around in the subways with the masks on. But you have seen people lining up like lemmings to take the shot or the nasal spray. And that's what this article is about. Remember, the CFR gets up and tells you that they're making it scarce on purpose so people actually want it. They don't like the fact that InfoWars reaches a broad audience, such a broad audience, that they took that clip. We were the first ones to play the clip of the young woman who was a cheerleader who took the vaccination. It was on the local news, and we blew it up internationally. And it is because of that clip, and I truly believe this, that millions will not take this shot or this flu mist, which is the live virus which you can infect people with up to 2 weeks after you take this inoculation. And I use that term extremely loosely. All right, we're going to come to your calls after this, but I want to play the trailer for my latest and greatest upcoming picture, Invisible Empire.
Nazi forces seek to establish systems of government based on the regimentation of all human beings by a handful of individual rulers who seize power by force.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society.
And the hope that each of us has to build a new world order.
A new world order is coming into being. But it looks less and less like the world order that Mr. Kissinger had constructed in his own mind.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
What is the Bohemian Grove? Well, it's a kind of summer camp for the powerful.
Among its members, political figures like Gerald Ford, President Reagan, Vice President Bush, Richard Nixon is a Bohemian. Each year, guests like Henry Kissinger or Zbigniew Brzezinski address members on their areas of expertise.
Be a poster child for these people because you have served on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, you started, helped start the Trilateral Commission, and you've been to the Bilderberger groups.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
I don't believe in this notion of some sort of secret societies controlling people. But, of course, in any political system, there are sort of over-the-table and under-the-table arrangements.
It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine.
By the military-industrial complex.
Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
We can find meaning and reward by serving some higher purpose than ourselves. A shining purpose, the illumination of 1,000 points of light.
No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
The quest for the new world order is in part a challenge to keep the dangers of disorder at bay.
We were interested today to hear that more than 100 law enforcement officials in Mexico are having microchips implanted in their arms. The chips allow a person to be scanned, sort of like a cereal box at the supermarket checkout.
I think the most important thing is for Barack Obama.
I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America.
in this period when really a new world order can be created.
I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice.
Yes, these men and their hypnotized followers call this a new order. It is not new, and it is not order.
I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.
And there it is, folks. Invisible Empire coming to the InfoWar February 12th, 2010. We're having some problems with the phone systems, but it does look like we have Steve in Houston. If that is the case, let's go to Steven. Steven, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, Jason. Thanks.
You got it.
I'm hoping I can get my comments in before I get I've gotten cut off, including through Alex's show, five times today. So.
Yeah, the system, what can you do? You know, we're fighting the InfoWar at the brink. We're trying to get everything right. What do you got for me today, Steven?
Well, I think the phone system has taken on Alex's migraine that he said he had. but anyway, two quick things. First of all, about this show called Shooter at Fort Hood. I mentioned this to Alex the other day, and I really think this will turn out to be the case by Alex's intel that he's going to get. This has all the classic markings of being government psyops and a false flag terror attack. And I don't know if you heard this, but now they're saying this guy has ties to Al-Qaeda.
Yes, I have the article in front of me. Before you continue, let's just read that off the bat so people can see this isn't Steven and Jason talking about it. Fort Hood shooting, Texas Army killer linked to September 11th terrorist. Major Nadal Malik Hassan worshipped at a mosque led by a radical imam said to be a spiritual advisor to three of the hijackers. This is out of the Telegraph, but it is making its rounds now here in the United States. In fact, it is the top story at Yahoo News as we speak. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think the fact that they're tying this in now with 9/11, that gives it away. You know, plus, you know, people that are in the know about this, any real Muslim will tell you they don't yell God is great. They yell God, you know, Allah is God and Muhammad is his prophet. I mean, you guys have brought that out with the hijackers that they said were, you know, the ones that perpetrated 9/11. It was the same thing, Allahu Akbar, and that's not what these, you know, the real Muslim terrorists yell. So, I mean, to me, it's just a dead giveaway, and, you know, time will tell. And I also agree with Alex. I think this guy was on psychotropic meds, and he's a, you know, a government-controlled, mind-controlled, you know, like MK Ultra type of dude.
Well, that is a possibility, but if you look at the early reports, and again, the early reports said this, first of all, that they had killed the guy, number one. Number two, there was a second shooter, and that they were in pursuit of him, and he somehow had gotten off the base, so they were locking down the base and the area neighborhoods. Then it turned into one guy, he didn't die, they shot him four times, right? This guy is still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this guy's now still alive, there is no second shooter. Now again, 13 people were killed, another 31 were injured. Now they're saying the weapons that he used held 20 clips each. So 20 shots, he had two guns. Now they're saying that he let out over 100 rounds, which means he shot off both of his guns and reloaded twice on a military base where you would think that the people would be the most heavily armed and able to take him out before, say, 13 people died. Now, that's the only assessment I can come up with because, again, you just talked about the fact that they're now tying this into September 11th terrorists. And either way, Joe Lieberman has launched his own investigation and said there needs to be a homegrown terrorist report made on this guy and that he may fit in with domestic extremists. This is out of the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
So, tying those points together, no matter what you look at, you're going to see greater gun restrictions in the state of Texas and probably new federal requirements abroad. Go ahead.
The other thing I just wanted to comment on real quick was about this so-called health care, you know, bill that got pushed through the House last night. Here's the thing. You know, first of all, what we have in America, they keep, you know, Hitler said this, Bernays said this in his book Propaganda. If you repeat something long and loud enough, people believe it. We do not have a health care system. We have a disease management system here in America, and it's a fact. Every year, doctors are the number one cause of death. 225,000 people a year through botched surgeries, misdiagnosis, wrong medications, etc. Of course, you don't hear nothing about that through the government-controlled media, and that's because the AMA works for the same people that Big Pharma does, and that's the globalist eugenicists. And that's my bottom-line point. This health care bill, and Alex has brought this out, more than the economic impact, it's about eugenics. It's to get us all slaves of the system, just like they got all the old folks right now. And I'm a health insurance agent, and, you know, I just see this all the time. You get all these people, some of them on as many as 19 medications a day.
Ugh.
But, you know, through this so-called, the government is their primary health insurance, Medicare. And so, you know, if they're secondary, they can have a supplement, which they have to pay a monthly premium, but a lot of them can't afford that, so they have to go to what's called a Medicare Advantage plan. And, you know, they're talking about cuts in that, et cetera, but, you know, this whole thing with this bill, it's about eugenics. It's about forcing us to become their slaves so that they can just kill us all, because that's their end game. And so that's the real deal I see with this health care bill. And, you know, you look at what's happening. They're just pushing everything through, accelerating it real quick right now, because like you and Alex have pointed out, Obama's ratings have gone way down. He's going to be a one-term president. And so they're just going to use him as much as they can and, you know, then shove him off to the side, you know, just like they always do. And in the meantime, the real criminals get off scot-free. And that's why it's so important. I've told this to so many people. Look past the puppet. Support Ron Paul's bill to audit the Fed. That's where the criminals are, and that's what people better wake up to.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the call, Stephen. And let's pray to God that that bill can get through H.R. 1207. Apparently, some people are trying to stick some amendments on it that will basically take the teeth out of the bill. And they want to do that so that they can have the appearance that they audited the Fed without auditing the Fed. And we have to keep our eyes wide open on that bill. But even more so, we have to really keep our eyes on the prize, not only on this health care bill that now needs a two-thirds Senate vote, but we have to keep our eyes on this Copenhagen Treaty and what the rhetoric is going to be as we approach it. Because we are now 1 month away, literally 1 month away, from the world getting together and trying to sign on to a cap and trade scheme that will give everybody in the world some type of a global tax based on the appearance that we need to be more responsible with the planet, that our carbon is the enemy. When just like Lord Monckton said, it is a harmless byproduct gas of life. And not only is it harmless, it's part of the ecosystem. It is what the plants breathe. And again, this eco-life, this plant life is what sustains the animal kingdom that surrounds it. If we do something to offset carbon, we are really offsetting the life cycle of this planet and the universe. But again, they want to guilt you into thinking that man-made carbon is going to kill us all. That's why you see headlines in the UK that our appetite here for toilet paper in the United States is out of control. They're putting it to you like you shouldn't even be able to wipe your own ass. I'm sorry I have to be so vulgar and frank with you, but when those are the headlines in the Telegraph and they're setting up carbon cop kids out there, it is time to wake up and smell the coffee. It is time to step up and get on the phone with your local representative. It is time to say no to this through your congressman, through your senator, through your state senator, through your community. It is time to make proactive action your responsibility in your community. Preemptively get a bill out there that says we will not follow this Copenhagen climate cartel debauchery. This isn't a treaty. This is something to set up global dominance of the serfs in this nation and abroad. And it's going to start with a carbon tax here at home and in Europe and in the more industrialized nations, but it's going to make its way across the board Again, they have to rise up from the third nations into the second world status and the first world nations into the second world status to have their new world order. And again, Barack Obama gets on television before the United Nations and says, no world order can stand when one nation rises above another nation. Well, to me, that is the essence of a complete and total globalist society under a one world government, where the tyrants that have already done so much to the populace, that have caused so much death and destruction and genocide abroad, consolidate their power even further as we are weakened to not only being on our knees permanently, but to literally being castrated as men in this country. Having the hope ripped from our chest, having the desire for goodness just stolen away, and letting us settle for the tyranny and this just disgusting moralist society that has been thrust upon us, just to accept it. Just to accept that, you know, our children idolize people like Paris Hilton, who are nothing more than fame whores and whores in reality. Final segment coming up after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. If you missed any of the program, you can go get the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com. We'll be back after this. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Final segment of the InfoWar with Jason Burmis, weekly, Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m. Central Time. If you missed any of the program, we again went over the Copenhagen Treaty, actually reading sections of the bill. We again tell you, we don't tell you anything. We bring you what the mainstream media reports on without the spin. So I sit here and I read you Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister of Australia, telling you that if you are not behind climate change and the global tax and this carbon trading system, you're going to hurt your children, your grandchildren have no future, that you are on the equivalent of a Holocaust denier, that you're a kook, that you're a one-world conspiracy theorist, even though he admits that world government is what's going to be set up to fight this. And they're fighting an imaginary boogeyman. But in reality, they are the boogeyman that are sucking the resources from the entire planet and immobilizing a world populace. That's what it's really about. It's about the creation of a global government, of a one-world tyrannical system of socialism. And Monton sometimes seems to be stuck in this left-right paradigm where he calls this thing vastly left-wing. And yes, it is based on the model of collectivism, which some could argue could fall into the socialist or communist category. But when headlines are out there that, you know, communist products are on the rise and they're a good thing, and we support and celebrate China and Mao, 60 years old here in this country, we light up the Empire State Building, which is supposed to be a symbol of America's freedom, of our great nation, and we're going to turn it into some communist tool for propaganda. It's pretty disturbing. It's pretty disgusting, but it happens, and it continues to happen, and the ball keeps rolling, and these people are very patient. I mean, does it bother anybody out there that in only the third Bilderberg meeting ever in 1954, I believe it is, this is an Invisible Empire, that they decided that they needed a common Europe and a common European marketplace, basically saying back then we need to create a European Union. And then over the course of 40 years, they're able to do this. They're able to create this European Union. And then one of the people on the steering committee of the Bilderberg group, Etienne Davignon, or I'm sorry, it's Etienne Davignon, brags to the EU Observer that the Bilderberg group are the ones that created the European currency, the euro, in the 90s. It doesn't bother anybody that these people are accountable to no one, that they groom presidents and vice presidents alike, that they are the controlling power structure in this world. 144 people a year. And really, they only have about 20 to 30 core members that go every year. And somewhere those people may answer to somebody else. I mean, Lord Monckton sat there and told you about the Club of Rome connection to this world government and what this is really about. Folks, you better start thinking about your future. You better start thinking about how you can become a warrior in this fight, because this is a fight for humanity. This is a fight that's going to come to roost if you live in Kansas, if you live in California, if you live in New York, if you live in Chicago, Texas, Florida. If you live overseas, if you're in the United Kingdom, if you're listening from Australia, if you're listening from South America and Chile, this fight is coming to you too. This is about a global problem. This is about the elite getting together and saying, we want more, so we have to give them less. And we have to take it from them as though we're doing them a favor. We must pose as the saviors. They always pose as the saviors. I have to watch disgusting MSNBC reports about how Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and David Rockefeller are the super friends and they're here to save the world. No, they're here to control it, folks. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. Thank you all for tuning in. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.